My guest is Sarah Potter. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. And we're talking about becoming financially fit by using the market, finding the resources that you need. How much do you need and where do you go? All of that Sarah Potter has handled, has taken care of, if you're truly interested in investing. Sarah, you very wisely say to folks, you know, use money that you can afford to use in this. First of all, use play money or just kind of fake money until you kind of get used to it. And thirdly, you will say, which I think is very important, and I want to talk to you about it because it's antithetical to everything folks, the investors tell us. They say, quote, and you've heard it, and I know, get into the market for the long term. Put your money in and just leave it there. And you're saying get in on Monday and get out on Friday, Sarah. That's amazing. I mean, that's just not what we're taught to believe. So how does this work?
Yeah, it's true. We're not. We're always told that we need to put our money in and hold it. And then if there's a pullback in the market, so let's say you look at your account one day and it's all your profits are gone, you know, those analysts will come back and say, well, don't worry. If you hold it for the long term, it'll be fine again down the road. And I think active investing is changing that conversation and saying, you know what, that is not okay anymore. That is just an excuse that people can do this themselves and get their own much better return on things when they understand what to do. And I'd like to kind of give some tips, if I can, about what people should be looking for. Because, again, it's different than what we typically hear, right? We typically hear people say, well, invest in a stock you like. So go to a company if you like to wear Michael Kors, then go and invest in that stock. And what I would say from my perspective of being an active trader in the markets is that doesn't matter so much. What you want to be paying attention to is I think you need to learn some simple ways to look at charts, to look at how price of a stock is moving. I think there's more information there to help somebody make a good decision about investing rather than trying to make, you know, pretty random connections between buying something or what something likes and whether or not that's a good stock. So I think that would be a good piece of information for people to walk away with is that you want to have a good strategy to collect evidence to make your decisions about what to invest in, but you need to go deeper than just saying, you know, I like Whole Foods, so I'm going to buy that stock. Mm-hmm.
You need to take a look at the history. You need to really kind of do some homework in terms of getting ready for how you're going to invest.
Yeah, so specifically the things that I'm paying attention to is how price is moving, so how that stock price is moving up or down, because I want to generally look for things like trends. So if overall that stock is moving lower, so let's say Amazon is moving lower in a trend, then I'm going to take that direction and use that to help me inform my decision about what direction I'm going to trade that. Because remember, when you're trading, you can buy and you can sell. You can have an assumption that you think things are going up. You can have an assumption you think things are moving sideways. And you can have an assumption that you think it's moving lower. And you can have a trade for those things. Buying and holding because you think it's going up is kind of an archaic way to do things, and it's not the only way.
What kind of background did you have prior to deciding to jump off into the markets and into trading? What were you doing before this?
Well, unrelated, but kind of related. So I was a learning consultant. So what I used to do was help companies and adults learn to learn best. And I have a master's of education that's focused in on adult learning theory. So what I did was took all of the education, the information I knew about learning, and I applied that to the market and said, I'm going to teach myself how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I took those same skill sets and I put that into the book and I put that on the website out there so that people also can benefit from how to learn how to do this.
It's fascinating stuff that you talk about and that you share. Just as we end this particular segment, and I can't tell you how delighted I am to have you on the program, because I think it's courageous and I think it's about making use of our system the way it's designed to use it. It's a free system. Anybody can do anything that they want to do as long as it's legal and it's not hurting anyone. And golly,
yeah,
making money certainly is legal. So are you convinced the market's going to continue to go up, or are we in for a crash here?
Well, I don't think we're in for a market crash. I think that just creates good headlines. But I do think that it is realistic to say that we will see price pull back in the broad markets. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that a pullback in the market means you can't trade. It means it's something you want to be aware of. Okay. But do I think that we're going to see a huge flash crash and everything's going to go to zero? No, I think that's just hype.
I love it. Sarah Potter, come back and see us again soon, please. Promise you will, and we'll have you on the show again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's been a pleasure. Sarah Potter, my guest. Folks, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I hope you've heard something, that you've learned something, that you know some things you didn't know before you heard the show. Be financially fit in the market and whatever you do. We'll be back next week to check on you. We're going to check on you. Have a good week.